Cornucopia Radio presents.
Since the dawn of creation, man has been fascinated by stories. Tales of good and bad, heroes and villains of myths and monsters.
Tales of daring do, bad and good luck tales.
And once in a while, when the stars align, out of the rich tapestry of yarns comes a legend. This is the legend of Nick and Joe.
The Legend of Nick and Joe by Nick Bowden and Joe Lister Street. Chapter 7, Christmas Special.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, sir.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir, I didn't... Master Merlin?
Heavens, do my eyes deceive me? Could it be little boy?
Little girl?
Girl, yes, yes, of course. Little girl. How wonderful it is to see you again. Time has been kinder to you than it has to me, my friend.
It has been a long time, hasn't it, Master Merlin?
It has indeed. You've been growing, young lady. You won't be very little for much longer.
Yeah, my parents really didn't think that through, did they? Hey, I don't suppose you've got time for a quick story, do you, Master Merlin? I do miss them so.
No, I don't do stories anymore. Anyway, it was very nice to see you again, little girl. I should be off. Have a lovely Christmas.
Wait! What's the matter, Master Merlin?
Look, I really must be getting on.
But the legend of Nick and Joe is far from over, surely. I mean, they died at the end of the last story, but then they died at the end of the first story too, and frankly... Master Merlin, you've gone as white as your beard.
Nick and Joe. I haven't heard those names in so very long. That's what did it for me. Telling the legend of Nick and Joe was such an exhausting experience, I couldn't bear to tell another story after that. Soon my audience dwindled and I was forced to end my storytelling forever.
Forever, ever?
Forever, ever.
Oh, don't talk such rubbish, Master Merlin. You're the greatest storyteller in the world. Apart from the odd, you know, 21st century cultural references, which weirdly still manage to be outdated. And of course a couple of weak plot points here and there, and characters who lacked any real emotional depth, and the plagiarism, and the unlistenable voices, and the sound quality. But apart from the premise, the narrative, the characters, the jokes, the references, the originality, and the general listening experience, oh, Master Merlin, your stories were simply the best, better than all the rest.
Better than anyone's? Anyone you've ever met?
Yes. I would love to know what happened to Nick and Joe.
Well, they died, didn't they? Poisoned from swimming through miles of raw sewage. Anyway, I'm sure nobody cares about Nick and Joe anymore.
Go on, Master Merlin. Just one more story. For old time's sake. Please.
Oh, look. An even littler girl. Where have you appeared from?
Ugh. It's my little sister. Go away, you. You're meant to be with Mum and Dad.
They sent me to look for you. Hey, you're Master Merlin, the famous storyteller, aren't you? I haven't seen you around these parts for a long time.
Well, no. I've been out of the limelight, as it were. What's your name, littler girl?
Littler girl.
Leave him alone! Stop hassling him! I'm sorry, Master Merlin. She's so annoying and uncool, isn't she?
You were about to tell a story, weren't you, Master Merlin? Can I listen as well? Oh, please.
No, she can't.
Go on, you never let me join in with anything you do.
We're on chapter 7 now, so it'd be too hard to get into the story. It's just not worth your while. Chunk.
What?
You heard.
Now, wait. Nobody said anything about a story. I have my shopping, and Mrs. Merlin will be wondering where I've got to,
Please, Master Merlin.
Oi! That was my thing saying, Master Merlin. Tell her.
Go on, I'm sure I'll pick up the story.
You won't. I've been listening since the start, and even I don't know what's going on.
Very well. I'll do my best. Maybe having a fresh pair of little ears will help me along.
Fine. Well, just keep quiet, little girl. Don't sit too close to me, and don't do anything annoying.
I won't.
Could you just not breathe? Carry on, Master Merlin.
Well, as we all know, Nick and,
Joe, yes.
Nick and Joe were alike as two peas from different size pods. They differed in similar ways. By day, they'd work a series of meaningless jobs, getting into confusing situations, selling four candles, and mispronunciating their worms. But by night, they dream of fame and fortune with the rock band Orange Organics.
Who? Nick and Joe's band, stupid. Were you not even listening?
They had a dream they were going to make it. If there was a chance, they were going to take it.
I think you've got confused, Master Merlin.
Nonsense. With drums a-thumping, bass player pumping, keyboards Jenny and my... No. No, you're right. That's not it. Yes, I remember. It's all coming back to me now. So, Nick and Joe lived in the heart of New York City, the Big Banana, getting up to all sorts of hijinks with their titular friends, Ross and the others. We joined the gang at their favourite coffee shop, Central Perk.
There's nothing to tell. Just some guy I work with.
Come on, you're going out with a guy. There's got to be something wrong with him.
All right, Joe, be nice. So does he have a hump? A hump and a hairpiece?
Wait, does he eat chalk? Just because I don't want her to go through what I went through with Carl. Oh. Okay, everybody relax. Relax, this is not even a date. It's not, it's just two people going out to dinner and not having sex.
Sounds like a date to me.
To me?
To me?
That's my line, Joe.
Shut up, I hope you die tonight.
No, that's not it either. Nick and Joe didn't have any friends, remember?
No, it's all gone, I'm afraid. I've lost it. Like sands through the hourglass. So are the days of our lives. You see, I told you, little girl, Merlin the storyteller is no more.
Master Merlin!
Good day. Happy Christmas to you both.
Master Merlin!
What's happening? Is this still part of it?
What's wrong with you, Merlin? You're losing your powers. You're losing your hair. But now you can't even conjure up a new chapter of the legend of Dick and Dom.
Don't you mean Nick and Joe?
Huh?
Nick and Joe, sir. The legend of Dick and Dom may seem similar, but it's just a horrible coincidence.
Ah, yes, you're right, my boy, you're right. Hang on. Don't I know you? You do seem awfully familiar. But why is your voice all echoey? And why are you all sort of blurry and see-through like you've been added in afterwards?
It's me, Titch.
Titch? No. I must be hallucinating.
I'm the ghost of Christmas past. I mean stories past. See as my hand passes straight through this wall. Oh! Oops. Sorry, sir.
Titch, you're bleeding.
I'm okay, sir.
Oh, dear.
What seems to be the problem here?
Giuseppe Listovich? You as well?
The very same.
Well, perhaps I could get some sense from you.
A muku like a hiki, a hiki like a muku, a moka chocolate.
What's that? Some sort of mystical spell?
No.
Oh, what are you doing here?
I've been sent here from the spirit world with a special message for you, Merlin.
What is it?
It's, hang on, I've forgotten. I shall just try and make contact with the spirit world.
I think I need to lie down for a bit.
Whoa, not so fast, Merlin. Yes, it's me, Alan Stevens.
Alan Stevens?
Yes, you know, the ghost in the toilet.
Oh, yes.
I come with a message of grave importance. No pun intended. Take over quick. I'm dying here. No pun intended. I'm off.
How? Oh,
the bridge troll.
Yes, even I. Look upon this all-madden calculation.
Oh, no, he's right. Every character I've ever created is crowding round me. Al Columbo, Old Man, Head of Comedy, John O'Groats. But you were barely even characters, really.
Oh, thanks a lot, pal. I've got a PhD.
Peter, even you? Oh, I see. I see. This is one of those tawdry, clichéd, the characters come back to speak to the author things, isn't it? Well, it won't work. Wait, where are Nick and Joe?
Oh, Dad! I knew we'd forgotten something.
Oh, come on.
Oi, give us a break, pal.
Aye, this has been a logistical nightmare.
Look, the cook says if you stop telling our stories, we're dead. I mean, even more dead than I already am. I can't do it. I've lost it.
You have to.
We need you.
All stories have to come to an end sooner or later.
Yeah, well, maybe you'll change your mind when you hear our song.
What song?
Listen up, you cockamamie maggot. Take it away, guys and girls. One, two, one, two, three, four.
It's story time.
Yes, yes, it's a lovely song, but it won't work. You can clear off, all of you. Go on, Judge Trudy, Cashier, Bailiff, Larry Grayson, and you!
Oi, get off me. I'm just a person.
Oh, sorry, sir.
I'm a woman.
Go on, even you, Valerie.
That's fine, I understand. Don't just become another sellout, churning out loads of trash just to satisfy popular demand at the expense of your artistic integrity. Stay true to your vision, Merlin. Stay true to yourself.
Good. Well, thank you for being so understanding.
Indeed. Or to put it another way, if you don't start telling stories again right now, I'm gonna
You're there. Little girl, what day is this?
Today? Why, it's Thursday, Master Merlin.
Well, anyway, I'm back. I'm back and I'm badder than ever.
Pardon?
I've got my mojo back. My storytelling genius.
How?
Well, that, my child, is a story in itself. One full of excitement, suspense, laughter and colourful characters.
Oh, great. You can tell that one then.
Oh, you don't want to hear about that, little girl. No, 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 no. You want to hear the continuation of the legend of Nick and Joe.
Nick and Joe? But Master Merlin, you said you'd never tell another tale about them as long as you lived.
And I thought I wouldn't, little girl, but then all the ghosts shouted at me and sang a song in my face and... Well, anyway, I've changed my mind.
So, which tale are you going to tell me?
Us.
Oh, you're back, are you? Are you following me?
Yes, Mum and Dad said, where are you?
I'm just here. I'll only be a minute. Go away.
That's what you said last time, and you were gone for 6 weeks.
Yeah, well, you can't stay here, I'm afraid. Master Merlin is about to tell a story to me. Me. There's only room for one little girl around here.
Oh, yeah, because you're a great little girl, aren't you, with your deep voice and your big, broad shoulders?
I'm just mature for my age is all.
You sound like you're about 30.
Yeah, well, you're adopted.
You are?
No, you are, you mean.
Ow, she's giving me a Chinese burn. Tell her.
Now, now, little girls, settle down.
Oh, please, Master Merlin, let me stay. I'll be ever so good. I'll just sit quietly and I won't say a thing.
You won't say a thing?
Nope.
You won't interrupt or interject or complain about the narrative?
Not a word, Master Merlin.
She does make a good case.
Fine, whatever.
Wonderful. I've only been back in the game 5 minutes. I've already doubled my audience. Hashtag Merlin the Return.
Oh, yes, I can't wait for this story, Master Merlin.
Yeah, well, can you do it quietly, please? Stop interrupting.
But I didn't...
Zip it, Shrimpy. Go on, Master Merlin. Which tale are you going to tell us?
That, my children's, is up to you.
What about one where Nick and Joe...
Oi! I'll handle this. Have you got a Christmassy one? You did mention a Christmas special after the last one, after all.
I have, indeed. I'm sure you will remember Nick mentioning the time he and Joe made a snowman.
No, I can't remember that.
Oh, but yes, anyway, the snowman. This is a treat, little girl. Back to the very beginning. Before the beginning, even. A prequel, if you will. Anyway, I call this tale The Greatest Story Ever Told.
That's a bit arrogant.
Shh! We join Nick and Joe one Christmas morn whilst playing a game of Extreme Twister.
What's extreme? No, nothing. Go on, Master Merlin.
Okay, right shoulder, teal.
Oh, what? All right, this is going to take all my skill. There we go. Just needed to dislodge all my bones. Right, your turn, quickly. Okay, left eyebrow mauve. Tricky. Right, I'll just... bend my wind's pulse. Made it! Inner thigh, viridian. This could be make or break. Just need to slide under. Break it is.
What was that, Joe?
My spine, Nick. My spine.
Yes! I win! Take that, Joe. In your face, Bill. Oh, hang on, where's Bill?
Dunno. I've not seen him since spleen heliotrope.
Ah, well, let's pack this all away.
No, wait! I've done it!
I can't wait to play it again another never time. Stick it on the fire, Joe.
What does carcinogenic mean, Nick?
Dunno. Dictionary was in there.
What's the turkey looking like?
Well, it doesn't look very turkey-y at all, really. And the smell. Oh, the smell.
It's fresh! Straight from Farmer Goggins' prize cow, this.
Farmer Goggins doesn't even own a farm. I don't know where he's getting all this produce.
Well, I haven't really looked into the deets, but sometimes in life you just have to say Cameron Diaz. Seize the day.
Ah, well, everything's better with gravy, innit?
Farmer Goggins' finest.
Ah! Oh, it burns! Oh. So, when are we doing presents, then?
Well, there's no time like the present. What presents?
Christmas presents.
Oh, yeah, about that. I don't celebrate Christmas because if I do, God will throw me down the deepest pits of hell for all eternity. Isn't that right, God?
Oh, all right, yeah, sure.
Oh, you've never mentioned it before?
Yeah, I just kind of decided today.
Oh, well, that's cool. Yeah, that's cool. I mean, you know, we don't have to do gifts, you know. It's
my
just...
what? My present. Now.
It's a new male voice choir. I know how much you like them.
Oh, thanks. It's just what I've always not wanted. I can add it to my collection of the other ones that you got me that I didn't want either. No! No! Make it stop! Make it stop!
I love Christmas. Thanks, Nick. I don't suppose you've got the receipt, have you?
Yeah, it's just there under that splat of guts.
Thank God for that.
No problem, Joe. What's this about Christmas now?
It's Christmas Day.
Today?
Yeah.
As in right now?
Yeah, it's now. It's happening now.
Uh-oh. Is there an all-night garage nearby?
Yeah. There's one on the main road and there's the one on the roundabout.
No, that one shut down about a month ago.
Did it?
Yeah, because I needed some batteries the other day for my vibrator.
Oh, it's fine. I'll have a look up the main road. Oh, man, I hope my son forgives me. Cheerio, boys.
Bye, God. Well, it's been quite a day. My favourite bit was right now I'm going to bed.
Me too. Breathing in all these fumes is making me quite sleepy. And sick. Night, Joe.
Yep. Say night to Bill for me.
And so, Nick and Joe went to bed. And at that moment, a single snowflake fell to the ground. But as it was only one, it immediately melted. However, later that night, it snowed for ages and ages. By the time Nick and Joe awoke the next morning, a blanket of white stretched as far as the eye could see.
Joe, come outside quickly. Somebody's stolen the garden.
What?
Look, it's all just blank and white. The grass, the patio, gone. Who could do such a thing, Joe?
Oh, no. No, Nick, it's all right. It's just snow.
Oh, yeah. Embarrassing. Well, that explains the leaky boom boom down anyway. Ah, well, better call off the search party.
Nick, we caught a guy who we think did it.
Let's just say he won't be stealing any gardens anytime soon.
No, it's okay, fellas. Just a misunderstanding. Thanks anyway.
Oh, God, no.
What's in that sack?
No one. No thing. Nothing. Presents.
It's mostly presents. It's all presents.
Ah. Looks like someone's going to have a nice big surprise this Christmas. You have a good one, lads. Right, what are we going to do with all this snow, then?
Fancy a bit of sledging?
Yeah, that'd be great. Oh, no, wait, we need downhill slopes for that. And look, all these hills go up.
True. Oh, well, smash the sledge to bits.
Oh, can we make some of your famous lemon snow cones?
I'm not sure I can make them just this minute, Nick.
Oh, what, is there a lot of prep or something? You must show me the recipe one day. And for your famous chocolate Christmas log.
Yeah, I will do. Hey, I've got an idea.
Do you want to build a snowman?
Or smash a jar inside our bums?
No, the snowman. The snowman will do that. That sounds good.
And there we are. Finished. How's it look, Nick?
I can't really tell.
Well, get out and have a look.
I can't move.
Look, I've left a tiny hole at the back for you to crawl out of. Careful you only damage your bones and organs and not the snowman's. It was a great idea of yours for me to force you to be a human template. Hope it's not been too cold for you.
No, it's been fine. My tears were warming.
Ah, there. Take a look at that. I've sculpted it into an exact lifelike replica of Dave Benson Phillips. In the sense that I've just stapled a photo of Dave Benson Phillips to its face.
Yes. 'Tis the very spit and image of the man. If I didn't know better, I'd say, as I live and breathe, there stood Mr. Dave Benson Phillips himself.
I've been thinking of maybe setting up an appreciation society or something, actually. If you're interested in joining.
Yeah, sure. If I'm not too busy organising my wedding. Right, I'm off inside to sleep off this severe hypothermia.
Yeah, I better get in too. The turkey's been in that oven for over 30 hours.
And so Nick and Joe returned indoors, leaving their snow Dave standing outside, oblivious to the twinkle of cosmic dust falling onto the snowman. The next morning, they returned to the garden.
Well, the snowman's still standing.
Yeah, just about. Oh, it looks like that picture's fused to his face. It's nightmarish.
Yeah.
And look at his weird Leaning Tower of Pisa stance.
Ah, well, it was fun while it lasted. Yep.
Might as well smash him to pieces with that shovel.
Where is the shovel? I don't know. Not seen it since we had to hastily bury all those shovels that time. I'll check the shed. Ow! A snowball? Was that you, Nick?
What?
Ow! Oi! Cut it out! That one had a jagged rock in it.
Found it! It was buried under the patio.
Had to dig it back up with that shovel in the shed. Ow! Joe! That hit me in the retina, you pinhead!
That wasn't me.
Ow! Nick! That got me right in the eardrum.
That wasn't me!
Well, if it wasn't you...
And it wasn't you...
Boom!
Ah!
Kill it! Kill it!
Yes! It was me all along. Pumped!
Joe, now, I've been known to get things wrong in the past.
What? Like when you claimed the Microsoft Zoom would make the iPod obsolete?
Yeah.
And when you confidently stated at a dinner party that the moon was only 88 miles away?
Yeah.
And when you said it wouldn't take long to write a 6-part comedy series?
Like I say, I've got a track record. So, bearing all that in mind, and I must stress, I'm no biologist, as you know, but...
Has the snow day turned into what can only really be described as a living, breathing, sentient being?
Yeah. That...
Yes, it's me, your new BFF forever! I'm a hip old snowman who can hip hop, bebop, dance to your drop, but yo yo, make a wicked ball of snow, snow!
Ow! My perineum!
Catch me if you can!
No, no, stop him! Don't let him in the house!
Whoa, is this your house for real? Nice! Oh, I can't wait to live in here with you forever and ever.
I don't know about that.
Oh, come here, friends. Wow, look at all this cool stuff.
Oi, put that down. That's a priceless family heirloom.
Whoops! Butterfingers. Well, snow.
Yeah, well, you know, it's probably time for you to...
Oh, it's a bit hot in here, isn't it? Whee! We can turn this fire off for a start.
Wait, no, don't touch that. It's electric.
Whoa, cool. Fireworks.
No, the curtains. Quick, Joe, get the fire extinguisher.
Stand back.
Cool, guns. I love guns. Go on, give me a go. Whee!
Oi, watch where you're spraying that...
This is so much fun!
No, mind the computer!
No! The script for our comedy series that we've been working on for years and that we're literally just about to send off and that aren't... Backed up.
It's okay, Joe, it's okay. I've got a paper copy over there on the windowsill.
No, the scripts!
Hope you don't mind me letting a bit of air in, guys.
No!
Oh, good, thought you wouldn't. Whoa, whoa, is that the time? We're going to be late.
What for?
The special Christmas snowball.
No, no, I'm not having that. No more snowballs. I'm still stinging from the last one. I think my tooth's cracked off.
No, no, no. The snowball. Every Christmas, we snowmen all get together for a massive party. Get your dancing shoes on, lads.
Oh, man, we'd love to, Dave, but...
Yeah, we're just completely snowed under right now.
That's the spirit. Come on, let's go.
Oi, slow down.
Oh, you're running pretty fast, mate. Oh, I've got a stitch. I've just had a big dinner.
And I'm running on an empty stomach because Nick ate my big dinner.
Dave, look out. There's no more road.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Oh, God, we're going off the edge. It's a sheer drop.
Here we go. Hold on to your wigs, boys.
Oh, wait. We're flying. In the words of Victor Meldrew, I can't believe this.
Hold tight.
It's magical. These are the moments that make life worth living. Oh, no. No, wait. Here comes the ground.
We're flying on the moon! We're heading down the moon!
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh. Dave, I thought we were going to fly.
No! Don't be silly. I can't fly. Right, just need to check these bus times.
No. No, that is it. We're off.
Where are you going, lads?
We're both seriously injured.
My good leg's now my bad leg. And my bad leg's now my worst leg. Oh, I feel like a push puppet.
What? One of those puppets you push out of a cone on a stick?
No, no, that's a cone puppet. I'm talking about those toys that you get. They're like wood. They've got all like string in the legs. You get them from the seaside. You like push the base and the legs collapse. And anyway, don't matter. Forget it. The point is my bones have shattered. I'm out.
But I was going to take you to meet Father Christmas.
Yeah. That's what my parents said, but it turned out to be a weird old naked man with bags for shoes. I'm not falling for that again.
No, honest. He's really real. Look, the next bus is at 1858. What time is it now?
I don't know. My watch has smashed to pieces.
It's like 4:30.
Oh, come on, guys. The time will fly by. Oh, let's play a game of Ice Spy. Get it?
No, no. Now, you listen here, David Benson Phillips. Sort of. You're going to carry both of us back up that hill and into our home right now, young man.
Yeah, and not only that, we're going to cut straight to it.
Oh, nice.
Thanks.
Well, obviously, I mean, he's hardly going to tell every single detail of the journey back up in real time, is he?
You'd think.
Phew, thank God we're home. I said, thank God we're home. Oh, yeah, he's at the garage, isn't he?
Joe, we can't go on like this. We have to get rid of him.
Hey, wait for me!
No, quick, lock the door! Get him away!
I've dropped the keys!
No, quickly! No, up the stairs! Up the stairs!
What are we going to do now, guys?
Oh, let me go!
Let me go! Let me go! Oh, I love that song. Hey, let's watch it! Come on!
Get off me!
No!
No! No!
Uh-oh. He's dead. You've killed him.
I didn't.
Look, he's smashed into 15 million pieces.
Yep, but you saw Nick.
He fell. He fell.
What are we going to do?
What we always do in this situation, Nick. We bury the evidence.
Well, here we go again. I'll get the shovels. Oh, better just get that.
No, no, wait. Don't answer that. Don't answer anything. We need to get our stories straight.
But
just let me think. Okay. Okay, right. Right, here's what we say happened. We made a snowman. He inexplicably came to life overnight, started running around and messing with things, and he took us on a magical adventure down a sharp rocky crevasse, right? Right? Then we got home. We were running up the stairs and he grabbed me, Nick. He grabbed me. I pulled away and he just fell down the stairs and he smashed into 15 million pieces. You got that? You got that?
Joe, that's what did happen.
Exactly. Just stick to that.
Yeah, I will. But this call's not going to have anything to do with that, is it?
Oh, yeah.
Right, I'll answer it. You get the shovels.
4291.
Guess who, Ducky Booze?
Who's this?
See, this is the famous wit I've been telling everyone about. Classic Joe.
Valerie! Really, really sorry. This isn't a good time. Could you possibly ring back... Wait a minute. Valerie? But you're... You're dead.
Beg pardon?
You died, Valerie. I saw you die. Well, not saw you exactly, and to be honest, I didn't even know anything about it until a few months later because I wasn't listening, but...
You can't kill
the undead.
This is such a bad line. I hope I'm coming through okay.
Valerie, no! Joe, help me! Valerie's possessed! She's coming through the phone!
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I have to cut you off!
Valerie, no!
Hang on.
Yes, little girl?
Don't forget Nick and Joe haven't met Val yet. This is set before the others, right?
Yes, I forgot about that. Damn. I had a whole thing planned out for that.
Yeah, well, you can save that for a Halloween special or something. Let's stick to one story at a time, shall we?
Oh, for heaven's sake, can you not just shut up for 1 millisecond? It's no wonder Master Merlin stopped telling stories. You're unbearable.
Why are you hitting yourself?
Ow, stop it!
Okay, forget everything I just said. Okay, so Nick and Joe were standing over the smashed body of the Snow Dave when suddenly the phone rang.
Bouquet residence, the lady of the house speaking. You don't say. Okay, bye. Who was that? Someone called Valerie from, haven't thought of it yet, Productions. She wants to see us for a chat about Legend.
Legend? The hit 1985 film of the same name, Legend?
No, as in our sitcom.
But, we haven't got any scripts anymore. What are we going to do?
It's okay. We can work up a quick, rough test draft. I mean, how hard can it 15 years be?
What did she sound like on the phone?
Really nice.
Phew.
Right, so we're meeting her tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Oh, and she said don't be late, otherwise she's going to rip the smash with up the earplugs.
Well, we can't start writing until we get this mess sorted out.
Exactly. I'm far too stressed thinking about accidentally murdering a talking, flying, singing snowman to have any ideas whatsoever.
Right. Well, first things last, we need to get all the shattered pieces of him together.
Looks like somebody already has.
Oh, that's odd.
Snow appears to be forming itself back into humanoid form.
He's rebuilding.
You pushed me down the stairs.
Ah! His hand's morphing into the shape of a blade.
Watch out.
Heaven, I stay.
Throw me that shovel.
Catch.
Oh, thanks. Oh, hey, Snow Dave. It's time for the snow to fall.
Yes. Nice shot, Joe. You've knocked his head clean off.
Oh, no. He's forming another.
I like to stay ahead of the game.
He's unkillable.
Well, we'll see about that. Yeah, you're right, Nick.
Run! This way!
It's snow time, boys.
Joe, let's split. You go up, I'll go down.
What's the plan?
I've not got one. I just can't bear your company.
Same. Okay, let's make like a banana and go our separate ways.
Right.
Left. Oh, and Nick.
Yeah?
I want my copy of A Cry in the Dark back.
Oh, yeah, sure.
See you on the other side.
Right. I'll hang around the living room and guard the crisps. Let's see what's on the old T-Vision.
Up next on JTV, Dave Benson Phillips stars in The Killer Snowman Who Came to Life and Killed Everyone Horribly at Christmas.
Ah, brilliant. That'll help me take my mind off things.
And join us at 8:30 for the harrowing documentary, The Big Fat Man Who Choked to Death on His Own Crisps Whilst Watching Telly.
Ah, this is the life. Oh, God, that wasn't a crisp. I hope Joe's all right up in the attic with no windows, air or escape.
Oh. Right, I should be safe in here. You'll never find me.
Found you! come out, wherever you are. I promise to play nice. I can hear you breathing. I know you're in there, Joe.
Who
sorry, there's nobody in here by that name.
Right, I should put him off the scent for a bit. This is it, Joe. Now let's think. To defeat a snowman, I have to think like a snowman. Come on, Joe. Squeeze the mechanics of this out of your brain. Oh, God. What do snowmen fear the most?
Well, according to Wikipedia, the answer is heat. That's heat. You need to melt that sucker to death.
Hold on a second. I thought you loved every single living being.
Well, yes. I love everything I've created on this earth. Hippos, orangutans, naked mole rats, blobfish, even the AIDS virus. But I draw the line at a snowman. It's ungodly. Kill it. Kill it with fire.
Right, yeah. Okay, thanks, God.
Kill it.
So, I have to somehow make a fire. I suppose it should be simple enough.
And so, trapped with only a handful of disparate objects, Joe set about making fire. After many failed attempts, rubbing Vic's vapor rub on a chessboard, throwing hammers against the bookcase and bending a sheet of glass until it shattered, Joe's chances of escape rested on the last two objects at hand. A gas canister and a box of matches.
Looks like fire. Tastes like fire. Oh, burns like fire. Looks like the heat's on, Snow Dave. Damn, it's run out. Maybe I should have spent the last 20 minutes testing it. There's got to be another one around here somewhere.
Hey, Joe! What's cooler than being cool? Ice cold!
And as Joe and the Snow Day fought to the death, Nick sat downstairs, oblivious to Joe's plight.
Chris! They take away the pain.
Nick! There you are!
Joe, I was just thinking I should go and check whether you'd been horrifically murdered or not. Thank God you're okay.
Oh, don't thank me, Nick. It was nothing. Literally. I wasn't even paying attention.
Oh, well, I'm sure the thought was there.
No. Oh, anyone know when the last Christmas post is?
Been and gone, mate. The 27th.
This was your big chance, God. Looks like you've let him down again. And on his birthday, too. Anyway, cheerio, boys. By the way, have you done something with your hair, Joe?
Not especially. I mean, I have just had a traumatic attack from the snow day, so it's probably just that.
Probably, yeah. Oh, well, merry, thingy.
Bye, God.
Stay dench.
So, he got you then?
Yep. He found me up in the attic. Luckily, I killed him dead, chopped up his lifeless corpse into tiny pieces. I smashed them against the wall, vacuumed them up, put them in a bin, put that bin in a bigger bin, and pushed them down the hill into an industrial grinder. So, basically, it's all been dealt with and you don't have to go and look for him, okay?
Phew! Thanks, Joe. That was very thoughtful of you. Hey, now come and watch the end of The Killer Snowman Who Came to Life and Killed Everyone Horribly at Christmas. It's just got to the bit where the friend turns out to be the snowman in disguise the whole time and kills them.
Oh, great. My favourite bit.
God was right, you know. You do look slightly different. I can't quite put my finger on it. You look ever so slightly paler than usual. Anemic, almost. Pallid. Wan. Sallow. I don't know. Ignore me. Bloodless.
Oh, it'll be nothing. It'll just be the shock from the events of the day.
Yeah, it'll be that. Hey, a nice cup of tea might help.
No. I'll just have an ice water, please. Without the water.
Are you sure, Joe? I mean, you're pretty cold as it is. Icy, I'd say. Frosty. Nesh. Come and sit next to the radiator.
No, I'm fine. Thank you, Nick.
Fair enough. You're the boss. Oh, look, it's the end now.
Indeed, Nick. The dying moments. The final snowdown.
Joe?
How's this for a disguise?
Dave? Sorry for the cold call.
No, get away from me!
Oh, come on. Why the frosty reception?
How many more of these puns have you got in store?
To be honest, I'm struggling.
Freeze!
Oh, good one! Damn, I didn't think of that one.
Looks like things are about to heat up.
Right, one step closer and Nick gets it. You wouldn't want your best friend to die, would you?
Oh, yeah? Well, you don't know Joe Lister Street.
He's right, you know, Dave.
Well, then maybe I'll kill you both!
The arm!
You seem tense, Joe. Why not take a chill pill?
Joe! I can't breathe!
I can't move, Nick! His blade's gone right through my shoulder! He's got me pinned against the wall!
Hey, Joe! What's the difference between snowmen and snow women? Snowballs!
Watch out! My eyes! I'm blind! Right, that's it.
What's the hold-up, Joe?
I'm just trying to think of a witty quip with snowball warming in it.
Forget that! Just get the flamethrower!
Oh well, you get the idea. Right. Wait a minute. Two Nicks?
Joe, stop! He's morphed into me!
No,
he's morphed into me! Kill him!
No, kill him!
Joe, don't be stupid. This is obviously me.
Joe, you'd know your best mate, wouldn't you? I don't know what to do.
Kill him! Right.
No.
Wait. I just want to try something. 2, 3, 4.
Hold me in your arms. Don't let me go. I want to stay forever. Closer each day. Home and away.
Right, it's fine. Carry on.
Okay. Eeny, meeny, miny. Snow!
Joe! What are you playing at, you maniac? He's clearly the snowman.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Nick. My mistake. You know what I'm like under pressure. I'll try again.
He's my nemesis! Oh, you cursed brat! Look at what you've done! I'm melting! Ah, what a world! What a world!
I can't think of another snow pun.
Neither can I.
Nick, there was 38 bags of crisps in here earlier.
Well, what a crazy day. If it wasn't for this scarf from Father Christmas in my pocket, I could have sworn it was all a dream.
What scarf?
Oh, hang on. No scarf.
No. We never did go to that snowman party, remember?
Maybe it was all a dream then, after all.
Sounds like it. Anyway, I'm off to bed. I am bleeding quite heavily.
Me too. This is going to smart come the morning and no mistake.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget about that meeting.
Right, yeah. Well, up bright and early then. We don't want to get on the wrong side of Valerie, do we? What are you doing, Joe?
I'm just going to put the milk in my sugar puffs now. To save time doing it in the morning.
Oh, good idea, that. I might just flush my All Bran down the toilet now to save time digesting it.
What's in All Bran, Nick?
I'll explain it tomorrow, Joe. I'll explain it All Bran tomorrow.
And as the legend of Nick and Joe begins, so must the end of my story. If that makes sense. That felt good.
Thank you, Master Merlin. That was my favourite story yet. Oh, except for the one where Joe fakes his own death. That's good. And the ghost one. And the one in America. Oh, and the one with the mice. And actually, I've got a soft spot for the time machine one. But obviously, the London adventure one was pretty epic.
Oh, all these stories sound wonderful, Master Merlin. I do so wish I could hear them.
Well, they're all available on iTunes.
No, they want to hear them from you, Master Merlin.
They?
Look around you. Look at all these people. You're a hit, Merlin.
Peoples, as far as the eye can see.
And they're all waiting for the next story.
Especially me, Master Merlin.
A wise man once told me, a storyteller without an audience is nothing. Well, an audience without a storyteller is nothing too.
Tell us another.
Go on, you stay here. I'll go find Mum and Dad.
Oh, Master Merlin, Master Merlin, please tell the one where Joe fakes his own death.
Death becomes her. Oh, I don't know, little girl. I'm not sure I'm up to it.
Begin the story as Nick and Joe meet with a television executive.
Yes, yes. Gather round, everyone, gather round. So, there Nick and Joe sat, awaiting their first meeting with the formidable Valerie Jones. This was a golden opportunity for the pair. For years and years, they both dreamed of starring
in
their own
television
sitcom. Have fun, sis.
It's going to be legendary.
But it seemed the pair were...
Thank you, Master Merlin.
Certain breakfast
Happy Christmas.
No, Joe.
Goodbye.
Said Nick. I don't think you understand.
Incidentally, a happy Christmas to all of you at home.
Shut up.
Now, replied Joe. Right. Got that. And what else? No, said Nick, exasperated. Nothing else. And sleep too. At that moment, the tall blonde receptionist approached the roof. Mr. Bowman and Mr. Vincent Streak
The Legend of Nick and Joe was written and performed by Nick Bowden and Joe Lister Streak, with Simon Atherton as Merlin, Emma Smythe as Little Girl, Matt Risby as God, and Joe Beadle as Valerie. Additional voices were provided by Anton Belton, Peter Beeston, Kirsty MacDonald, Mr. Jack, Rob Miles, Sean Nellis, and Ian Orkish. With Jessica Jane Stafford as Littler Girl, and of course, extra special guest, me, Sarah Deary.
No. I think you mean me, Dave Benson Phillips.
Okay, yeah, all right, fine. Dave Benson Phillips as the Snowman. I'm going to run out of music now. Hang on. Sorry. Okay, there, right. The Legend of Nick and Joe is a Jonic Versal production for Cornucopia Radio. It was recorded by Peter Beeston at the Sheffield Hallam University and the Victoria Hall. With special thanks to Chelsea Abbott, Lizzie Bowden, Richard Bowden, Will Gascoigne, Mark Kenny, Jeremy Knowles, Daryl Robson and Johnny Sayer. Additional material by Kirsty MacDonald and Dave Benson Phillips. This work is created under a Creative Commons license. For more information, visit cornucopia-radio.co.uk/Nick and Joe. Oh, Joe and Nick.
You may have beaten me this time, but when the wind blows cold and winter comes around again, I will return. Oh yes, I will return. And then I will get my own.